With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. Governor Steve Bullock is not among the 20 candidates set to participate in the Democratic National Committee's first debates of the 2020 presidential campaign. That's according to a DNC tweet from this afternoon that listed everyone who will appear in the June 26th and June 27th debates in Miami. Candidates qualified by receiving 1% support in three polls or receiving donations from 65,000 people before a deadline that passed yesterday. The Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to criminal charges in the case of Jermaine Charlo, who has been missing for a year. The 23-year-old Dixon resident was last seen in Missoula on June 16, 2018. Her case is among many that helped lead to more organized efforts in searching for missing Native Americans. CSKT spokesman Robert McDonald says it's clear this issue has captured the hearts and minds of the tribe.
It hits close to home. It feels personal. I think throughout the decades, many people in our community have been impacted by similar instances or a feeling that the system wasn't looking out for their family and looking for justice for them like they should. So I think that has hit a chord with our leadership and our people, and this is a time and place where we can respond.
The Montana legislature this year created a Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Task Force, which met for the first time on Tuesday. It also passed another bill requiring the Department of Justice to hire a missing persons specialist. The tribal council had offered a $1,000 reward for information on Charlo's whereabouts. Her family asked for an increased reward. The East Helena School District has temporarily stopped work on the athletic fields for its new high school after the soil tested higher for lead than allowed by the Environmental Protection Agency. Additional testing is being done. Superintendent Ron Whitmoyer tells the Independent Record that one option is to till the soil deeper to dilute the lead contamination. East Helena was home to an Asarco lead smelter for a century. The district purchased land previously owned by the company to build the new school, with the requirement that lead levels be reduced to the allowable residential levels of no higher than 500 parts per million. Whitmoyer says one sample tested at over 1,100 parts per million. The district hadn't planned on seeding the fields until the fall. The school is scheduled to open in the fall of 2021. Jurors are deliberating the case of a Kalispell man charged with stabbing his boyfriend to death with scissors. Ryan Lamb is charged with deliberate homicide in the August 2018 death of 31-year-old Ryan Nixon. Lamb's defense argued Nixon had been abusive for years and that Ryan stabbed him after Nixon stabbed him in the chest with a fork during a drunken argument. An upstairs neighbor testified to hearing words to that effect the night of the killing. Prosecutors said Lamb confessed and his explanation of what happened changed several times. Lamb said his confession was coerced after 11 hours of interrogation. Randy Nixon testified that his son told him, if he was ever killed, to look for Ryan Lamb. Glacier National Park officials have released the name of a 40-year-old man who died in a rollover crash in the southeastern part of the park. Park spokeswoman Lauren Alley says Paul Cadot of Star School died in the crash on Two Medicine Road early yesterday. Another passenger was injured. The driver, 19-year-old Leo Hagen of East Glacier Park, was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Alley says Hagen may also face federal charges. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed a bill yesterday to extend health care benefits to offshore Vietnam veterans who had contact with Agent Orange. The current law only offers the benefits to veterans who served within the borders of Vietnam. The Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act ensures that veterans of the war who live with the effects of the deadly chemical can access necessary health care, whether they served on land or at sea. Montana's senior Senator Democrat John Tester is the ranking member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. He spoke on the Senate floor after the vote.
Quite frankly, this right's a wrong that's been perpetrated by a government that has ignored them for far too long.
Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines says he is happy to see the bill pass and that it's due time Blue Water vets get the care their sacrifices demanded. A date has not yet been set for the president to sign the bill. An amendment that would stop the Trump administration from closing or transferring 25 job training facilities for at-risk youth, including two in Montana, passed the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday. The amendment is attached to a 2020 appropriations bill for the Department of Labor. In late May, that department announced it was closing 9 Forest Service Job Corps civilian conservation centers and likely privatizing management of 16 others. The programs employ about 1,100 people across the country, and students contributed about 450,000 hours fighting wildfires in 2017. Montana's congressional delegation quickly voiced their opposition to the move. The Labor Department's announcement meant the Anaconda Job Corps would close and the Trapper Creek Job Corps in Darby would be transferred. Together, the corps employ more than 100 staff, serve more than 500 at-risk youth per year, and provide skilled labor for industry in rural parts of the state. The House amendment passed in a bipartisan vote of 313-109. Greg Gianforte, who co-sponsored the amendment, did not vote on it. Gianforte and 17 other lawmakers opted to delay consideration of the overall appropriations bill, which included a pay increase for members of Congress. Gianforte says Congress hasn't passed a budget, hasn't secured the border, or reined in spending. In a statement his office issued today, Gianforte says, quote, "Congress hasn't done its job, it doesn't deserve a pay raise," close quote. All votes against the Job Corps amendment were Republican, but more than 70 members of the party voted for it. A Senate bill that would stop the closure and transfer of the Job Corps facilities, introduced by Democrat John Tester and co-sponsored by Republican Steve Daines, sits in a committee on agriculture, nutrition, and forestry. Montana Political Practices Commissioner Jeff Mangan has determined a school superintendent violated state election laws by soliciting support for two candidates while on the job. The Missoulian reported today that Mangan determined the violation occurred when Charlotte School District Superintendent Steve Love in April emailed district staff using his school account to advocate for two school board candidates. Randy Doty, a critic of the Charlotte District's leadership, filed the complaint with the commissioner last month. Love did not respond to the newspaper's request for comment. Mangan referred the case to Lake County prosecutors. Lake County attorney Steve Eschenbacher declined to comment. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.